you should know that in Israel, there is this joke that there is a time period in the calendar called Acharei HaChagim. And you look at the top of your sheet and it quotes Acharei HaChagim. If you have a problem in your house, can you come and fix the refrigerator? Again. Acharei HaChagim. Acharei HaChagim lasts from Rosh Hashanah until today or yesterday. And Acharei HaChagim, it happens on Pesach also. Acharei HaChagim, Acharei HaChagim. We're in Acharei HaChagim. And I want to share an idea with you that I think can help us get ready for this time in the year called Acharei HaChagim. Please take your source sheets, top of the page. We, many, many times, Baruch Hashem, over the last couple weeks, in our Musaf Tefillah, we say, B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila. Those of you who have a musical ear know the tune already that you hear. B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila. That's a tune that's used everywhere. Some people are not familiar that tune is a reminder of another tune that we said last year, but we're not going to say this year. What can that be? The last Kina on Tisha B'Av morning. Remember what it is? Keli Tzion V'yareha B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila. Most people don't recognize that. But it reminds us in the middle of Musaf that here we are, we're standing in Shul. We're not standing in the Beit HaMikdash, we're standing in Shul. And we wish that we could be standing in the Beit HaMikdash. Anyway, we say, what do we daven for? Top source. We daven, we say, V'hashev Kohanim Lavodatam. Please restore Kohanim to their jobs. U'levi'im L'shiryam U'lezimram. Restore the Levi'im to their song and to their music. V'hashev Yisrael in Vehem. And bring Israel back to their homes? Why do we say bring Israel back to their homes? That's strange. Why do we daven for that? You said it many times over the last couple of weeks. Restore B'nai Israel back to their homes. That is question number one. What do we mean when we daven for that? You'll see that it's connected to Acharei HaChagim. Next, question number two is the next source down. The next source down is from Shir HaShir, and we did not read it just now. We're going to read it on Pesach. Ma yafu pa'amayich ba'ne'alim bat nadiv. How beautiful, ma yafu, how beautiful pa'amayich are your steps, your footsteps, ba'ne'alim, in shoes or in sandals. Bat Nadiv, O prince's daughter. How beautiful are your footsteps in shoes, B'nai Yisrael. And the next source down, Masechet Chagiga Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, Darash Rava. May dichtiv ma yafu pa'amayich ban'alim bat Nadiv. What does that pasuk mean? What's the drash of that pasuk? Says the Gemara, says Rava, Chagiga, Kama Na'in raglehen shel Yisrael. How beautiful are your feet, B'nai Yisrael, b'sha'ah she'olin laregel, when they go and do aliyah laregel. Gemara in Chagiga understands Shir HaShirim, ma yafu pa'amayich ban'alim bat nadiv. It's not just shoes. This was not a fashion show for shoes. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, I like your shoes. That's not this. It's your shoes get to go up to Har HaBayit during the Aliyah LaRegel. The problem is the next source down. The Mishnah in Masechet Brachot Daf and Dalet Amud Aleph says that when you go to Har HaBayit, and you all will, Amir Tzashem, Lo Yikanes LeHar HaBayit. You may not go. When you do go to Har HaBayit, you may not go I was talking eschatologically. I wasn't making a political statement that you should go now, necessarily. Some people do, some people don't. I was talking when Mashiach arrives, we'll all be there in Mitzvah Hashem today. When you do go, lo yikanes lahar habayit b'maklo, when a person goes to Har HaBayit, you are not allowed to go with your stick and ubamin alo and with your shoes ubapundato and with your wallet ubeavak shal raglav and with the dust. But wait a second. You're not allowed to go with your shoes. You're not allowed to go on Har HaBayit with your shoes. Your shoes have to be left off of Har HaBayit. Excuse me. So how can the Gemara say, Ma yafu pamaych banalim bat nadiv, how beautiful are your feet in shoes when they make aliyah la regel? What does that mean? You don't wear shoes when you go to Har HaBayit. Two questions. Question number one, why do we say Vashev Yisraelin vehem? And why do we say Ma yafu pamaych banalim bat nadiv when we know you're not allowed to wear shoes on Har HaBayit? In order to understand these questions, and we can get to a gorgeous, beautiful idea, but in order to get there, we have to talk about something else. We just, you and I, and all of Bnei Yisrael, experienced 50 days, 65 days, how you count, from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way to Isru Chag of Chutz Laaretz, we've experienced a period in our lives and in the calendar of excitement, of special days. Here there's Slichot, and here there's shofar blowing, and here there's Kol Nidre. And here's Sukkot, and I love Sukkot. It's such a great chag, it's beautiful. I slept outdoors with my kids every night. It's gorgeous, and lulav, and etrog, and simchat Torah, and oshanot. And here we are, guys, on a regular day. And it is common for every Jew to ask themselves, 2 days ago, and yesterday, and today, and tomorrow, where is my inspiration coming from? I understand that. And we have to recognize that a Jew's life and a Jew's avoda is actually now more than during the Chagim. More than during those special days. Take a look at the next Gemara, Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet. You all know this halacha. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir koden. You all know that. When I have two mitzvot that conflict with my time, tadir, on the one hand, a mitzvah that is common, regular, more often, and I have another mitzvah, she'eno tadir, which one goes first? Tadir kodem. You all know that rule. When it's Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, I say Ritzeh and then Yalev Yavo. Why? Why don't I say Yalev Yavo first? Shouldn't it be the special thing comes first? No, and no, and no. I say Psukei Dezimra in the morning every single day of the year with a couple of minor changes, identical on a Tuesday, on a Thursday, on a Shabbat, on a Rosh Hashanah, on a Yom Kippur, identical. Baruch Sheamar is the same Baruch Sheamar 365 days a year. Then I get to changes in Shachari, then I get to changes in Shmon Esrei, but Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. First Tadir. And it comes, this message is the message that Eliyahu got. Take a look at the next source. It's the message that Eliyahu got. It's from Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Tet. Ovadia, you may remember, Ovadia is sent. Some of you are in the Bekiut Nevim Rishonim. You'll get there. You're just finished Yoshua now?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll get to Malachim, Emirat Hashem. This is Malachim Aleph. You'll get there. Emirat Hashem. Oh, okay. So we have the story of Ovadia is sent by Ahav and perhaps Izebel to find Eliyahu. Eliyahu gathers Bnei Israel and the Nevi'ei HaBaal and Nevi'ei HaSherah and that well-known story on Har Carmel, the test. You're all familiar with this, yes? The test. This is it. This is the test. And who wins? And Eliyahu does everything he can to, so to speak, stack the deck against Baal doesn't answer, Asherah doesn't answer. Who answers? Of course, Lahavil. I don't even want to say it in the same sentence, so I'll take a breath. Hashem answers, and everybody's, and Eliyahu says, okay, make a choice, no more sitting on the fence. Ad matai atem posim al shtei ha'seipim. How long are you sitting on the fence? You want to follow Baal? Follow Baal. Want to follow Hashem? Follow Hashem. They follow Hashem. They turn around. They kill Nevi'ei HaBaal. They kill Nevi'ei HaSherah. Ahav himself runs after Eliyahu. Yeah? I mean, this is it. Change in history. The greatest Baal Tshuva movement we've ever heard. Until the very next day. Malachim Aleph, Perek Yutet, Vayaged, Ahav, Izebel, Et Kol Asher Asa Eliyahu, Ve'et Kol Asher Harag, Et Kol Anavim, Bacherev, and Izebel says, Eliyahu, you will die. Eliyahu gets depressed, he runs away, lies down under a rotem, Emirat Hashem. I don't think we're going to see any rotem on this coming Tiyul, but in February when we go south, you'll be able to recognize a rotem yourself. It's a low-lying, shade-giving bush, even in the desert. And Eliyahu goes right underneath that, and he's depressed, and God says, why are you depressed? And Eliyahu, this is me talking now, but Eliyahu said, it's gone. I did everything I was supposed to do. They saw the miracle, and they still want to kill me. The Baal Tshuva movement lasted approximately 3.5 minutes. How can that be? And Hashem says the following. Take a look at the bottom. Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Tet. Perek Yud Tet. Some of the most gorgeous words. I shouldn't say that, because every word is gorgeous and every word is important. For our purposes, they're very gorgeous, but all words are gorgeous. Yud Aleph. Vayomer says Hashem. Tzei v'yamadata behar lifnei Hashem. V'hine Hashem over v'ruach gedola v'chazak mefarek harim u'meshaber sla'im lifnei Hashem. Go, and you're going to see God in the fireworks. Lo beruach Hashem. That's not where God is found. God is not found in the fireworks. God is not found in the miracle of Har Carmel, so to speak. V'yachar haruach ra'ash. I don't know if that's a noise or an earthquake or whatever it is. Oh, God is there. No, lo b'rash Hashem. Yud bet v'achara rash eish, lo b'eish Hashem. V'achara eish, kol demama daka. And kol demama daka, if you recall, that is the words that we heard in Unetana Tokef on Rosh Hashanah twice and Yom Kippur once. Kol demama daka. Quiet, thin voice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the Tadir, Tadir Kodem. You know why? You know what happened on Har Carmel? It was explosions, it was fireworks, it's beautiful. It's Egel HaZahav, it's great. I'm sorry, it's Har Sinai, it's great. Until Egel HaZahav, 2 seconds later. Miracles change nature. Miracles cannot change human nature. That's not a quote from me. That's Nechama Leibowitz. Miracles change nature. Miracles cannot change human nature. Life is in the Tadir. And this is the famously famous quoted, the next source down, basically in the middle of the page. There's a sefer called the Ein Yaakov, written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv, who died in the middle of the 16th century. Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv compiled 450 years before the computer was invented, he compiled all the Agadot Chazal in all of Shas. And in his introduction, he quotes a medrash that we don't have. We lost this medrash, but I think you know this medrash. If you do, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu for Chazara, and if you don't know it, then I feel lucky that I'm fortunate that I'm able to share with you this beautiful introduction to the Ein Yaakov. Matzati Katuv, says the Rav Yaakov ben Chaviv, the author of the Ein Yaakov. Matzati Katuv, I found written B'Shem HaMidrash. Uvi kashtihu velo mitzatihu b'chol sefarai. I tried to find it, even in Yaakov. I said, I know it, but I can't find it anywhere. Okay. V'zehu nuscho, but this is the way it goes. Gorgeous idea. I think some of you know this already. I hope all of you know it. Ben Zoma Omer. Matsinu pasuk kolel yoter. I found a pasuk, which is a very important pasuk, a very general, broad pasuk. What is that? Shema Yisrael. That is the summarizing pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Bein Adam LaMakom. This is a general, important pasuk. Benanas, I'm on the second line. Benanas Omer Matsinu. That word should be Matsinu. Matsinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter. I found an even more inclusive pasuk. Have you heard this before? Have you heard it recently? Sweet. Matsinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter. Behu V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Remind me to share with you tomorrow at Devar Torah on the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Bereishit that talks about this in a different way, though. V'yad lecha kamocha, gorgeous. V'yad lecha kamocha, that's v'nam lechaveiro. That's it. That's the pasuk. That's Rabbi Akiva. Remember Rabbi Akiva? Zehu kol gadol b'Torah. Beautiful. Shimon ben Pazi Omer Matzinu pasuk kolel yoter v'hu et hakeves ha'echad ta'asev ha'boker. That pasuk comes from Parashat Pinchas, and it's related to the Korban Tamid. Now, I will tell you that I first heard this medrash when I was in high school, and I thought that Reb Shimon ben Pazi, I don't think I was totally wrong, but that's not what I want to say tonight. I thought that Reb Shimon ben Pazi chose a pasuk which is, and I'm saying this only for the sake of education, I don't really mean this, but I thought that he chose a random pasuk, a boring pasuk. I don't really mean that, there's no such thing, I'm just using it for the sake of illustration. That you're trying to bring one pasuk more important than the other? Every pasuk's important, even that pasuk about the Korban Tamid, the keves, you have to bring a keves in the morning, keves at night. That's what I thought it meant the first time I ever learned it. I don't think I'm totally wrong. In other words, that's also a lesson. Every pasuk and every word and every letter and every piece of every letter is valuable. Okay. But the message, as everybody else understands it, is what's the most important pasuk? Not Shema Yisrael. And not V'yatlecha Kamocha. Ladies, this is a keeper. This is a keeper. This is a keeper. This is the takeaway. This is the takeaway. What is the most important pasuk? Again, according to Shimon ben Pazi, regularity. Et hakeves ha'echad taseh ba'boker. Every single day of the year. What is the very first korban ever to be brought? I don't care if it's a Tuesday, or a Thursday, or a Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur. The very first Korban is the Korban Tamid. Then we'll get to the other Korbanot Hayom. And the very last Korban every single day, perhaps with the exception of Erev Pesach, but for a technical reason, because it was so crowded. But we'll say, Korban that is brought at the end of every single day. I don't care if it's Yom Kippur, I don't care if it's Sukkot, I don't care if it's Rosh Chodesh, I don't care if it's a Tuesday. The answer is Korban Tamid. Hear that word? Korban Tamid. That's the most important pasuk. And if you keep reading, says the Medrash, Amar Rav Ploni al Raglav. I don't know if his name was Rav Ploni or if the Ein Yaakov couldn't remember his name. Amar Rav Ploni al Raglav yamar halacha keben pazi. That's the magic. That's the key. The key is not in the Simchas Torah. The key is in the daily Simchat Torah. That's the key. The key is in the etakeves haichad taseh baboker, tadir v'she'eino tadir, kol d'mama daka. That's the next Gemara also. Mi ya'ale behar Hashem. It's very hard to get up the mountain. But we're not done with the pasuk. Umi yakum bimkom kodsho. You have to stay there too. Anybody can fly up. The trick is to stay. I believe that it comes in a different idea. I didn't see anybody else say this. So this is my own idea, but I think it's the same idea. The next Gemara that I have there is Masechet Chulin Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the stones of the Mizbeach had to be very smooth. And they are so smooth that you should be able to run your fingernail on the corner of the Mizbeach like the knife of a shochet. That's not me talking, it's the Gemara compares the two. You should be able to run your fingernail over the side of the Mizbeach and not run into any glitches? Niches. Nix! Thank you, that's the word I'm thinking of. Nix. You should not run your finger. That's beautiful! And that's the Gemara. V'kama pegibata mizbeach kidei shetachgor batziporen. If I have a little nick, puzzle! Now that's fine. All I gotta do is go to some mason. They work on stone? Good. I can go to some mason, and I'll really cut perfectly. And today it's amazing. I'll use lasers and I'll mamish make it perfect. Not so fast. Tosfot says, I have the answer. Tosfot asks a very basic question. How can you get the stones so smooth? Lo tanif aleihem barzel. It's an aser min haTorah. It's posel the korban. If I use iron to cut the stones of the Mizbeach, it's puzzle. We talk about why iron is used to shorten lives. Take a look in this week's parsha again, to be lotesh, to cut iron. It's to create war, Mizbeach to create peace. Okay. But Tosfot says, how can I get the smooth stones? So Tosfot says, V'yesh lomar d'beperek ezehu mekoman in zvachim, mashma shebanu otam, how they build the Mizbeach, be'avanim k'tanot chalakot shelo haya bahem shum pegima kegon chalukei avanim shel nachal. One of the answers of Tosfot is that they took stones from a riverbed. And those stones are smooth. And I think, perhaps one can suggest, that it's the same idea. The Mizbeach, the center of our Avoda, is built with stones that are not made in 3.5 seconds by some mason. They're made over hundreds of years, slowly. The water smooths these rocks. That's one of the messages. Every inch of the Beit HaMikdash brings us a message. I used to teach a shiur here called Avodat Beit HaMikdash with PowerPoint presentations, and there's every inch there's messages, and this is a message. The message is that the literally the cornerstone of the Mizbeach, the cornerstone of our Avoda, comes from the smooth operation of rock, of the water. Okay. That is the idea that we have to take a long tangent, to recognize something that's very hard for you and for me, for everybody. We like excitement. But imagine for yourself, God forbid, a sad marriage where their only happiness is on the day of their anniversary or on the day of one of their birthdays. But the rest of the time, they're miserable. Is that a marriage, God forbid, that any of us want? Chalila v'chalila. Yes, we have anniversaries. Yes, we have birthdays. Mahavdil, elef ofevelo. Yes, we have Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we have Sukkot. But the main avoda is Tadir Kodem. Now, to remind you, we said that that's the main part of the avoda. To remind you, we had two questions. Question number one was, why was Bnei Yisrael, why are we davening to return Bnei Yisrael to their homes? And the question number two was, Ma yafu pa'maich banalim bat nadiv, how are we talking about Bnei Yisrael in shoes on Har HaBayit? I want to share an idea that was said by Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, was the head of the German Yeki community in Washington Heights. He died in 1995. I saw him. I never had a chance to meet him. He wrote a lot, spoke a lot. Some of you are interested in this sefer here. This is the same Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab. The Yeki community, known for being very midakadek b'mitzvot and really clear. He was the head of that community. And he wrote many things. One of the sfarim that he wrote is called Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva. And Rav Shimon Schwab, Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, at the end, has a perush on Shir HaShirim. And this is what he says. The answer to our questions can be found in the Navi at the bottom of the page. Sefer Malachim Aleph Perek Chet. This is the Navi of Chanukat HaBayit HaRishon. Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beit HaMikdash, and he has a huge party. Here's the party, bottom of the page. Vaya'as Shlomo Ba'et Ahi Et HaChag V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamat Ad Nachal Mitzrayim Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu Shiv'at Yamim B'Shiv'at Yamim Arba Asar Yom. A huge party of thanksgiving to God. Pasuk Samach Vav. Bayom Hashmini. Shilach et ha'am. Vayevarchu et ha'melech. Vayelchu li'aho lehem. When they were done, he sends them all the way home. They were happy. V'tovei lev. Last line of the page. Al kol ha'tova asher asa Hashem le'David avdo. U li'Yisrael amo. I'm going to say this only for the sake of, why do we care? Why do we care? If I have a birthday, and I invite you to my house to a birthday party, I don't think I'll do that. Don't be insulted. I don't really invite. So I have a birthday party. So I may afterwards say, I invited them to my birthday party, and we had a blast with, I don't know, whatever we did. Fun stuff, birthday party. That's all you need to know. Can you imagine if I said, I invited them to my birthday party, we had a great time, and then I sent them home. This one took a taxi, this one took a bus, this one walked home. Why is that related to the story? You hear the question? It's the same question that we're asking, but this is about the Chanukat HaMizbeach, the Chanukat Beit HaMikdash, whereas the other one is talking about Shalosh Regalim. Please turn the page over. And we have the Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, Rav Shimon Schwab, on Shir HaShirim. It is found on page Taf Samach Aleph. Here we go. V'yish Lefaresh, line one. Follow along inside, ladies. This is a keeper. V'yish Lefaresh. Shemedubar Bekan Al Shivat Yisrael Linvehem. Acharei she'alu laregel v'ra'u avodat ha'kohanim v'sham'u zimrat ha'levi'im. This whole time, v'ashev Yisrael in vehem ma yafu pa'maich ban'alim. We always thought we were talking about on their way to Aliyah laregel or on Har HaBayit. He says, no. They couldn't wear shoes. We're talking about post, on their way home. They go up to Harabait. By the way, the Mishnah says that when they go to Harabait, they used to take certain kelim out of the Beit HaMikdash so we could all see. And they used to spread apart the curtain in the first Beit HaMikdash. They couldn't in the second. There was no curtain. There was a wall. But in the first Beit HaMikdash, they separated the curtain. And they were able to be able to see all the way in to the Kodesh HaKadashim, according to one way it's understood. What an experience! And sing songs and smells and sights and people. And now we go home, line 3. These are the key words. Sheshivazu, this return home. Avodah gedolah hi. It's a huge avodah. Line 4, how? Sheyashuvu lebatehem. That they go home. In kol hamadregot, all the steps. Via hasagot and achievements, via iluyim and attainments, shehisigu b'sha'at aliyah laregel b'mkom hakodesh v'hamikdash. The trick is to go home with all the things that you learned and saw and experienced and attained and achieved. V'chein katuv, line 6, acharei chanukat habayit she'asa shlomo beit hamikdash. I just read this. Vayelchu li ohaleihem smeichim b'tuv eilev. Didn't we just read that? Why do I care that they went home? She'ein, line 9. She'ein aliat haregel nigmeret b'shat hayitziyah beit hamikdash. Aliyah laregel doesn't end the minute you walk out of the beit hamikdash. I should be sharing this shir on the last day of seminary. I should be sharing this shir on the last day of seminary. Ela yitziyazu atzma, the very leaving, v'hashiva labayit, and return home, im kol hahashpaot v'ha'it lahavut shel amidato b'beit hamikdash, with all the excitement and energy that he got or she got in the Beit HaMikdash. That is line 12 at the end. That is Bichlal Avodat Aliyah LaRegel Hein. That's part of Aliyah LaRegel. The Dugmato Matzinu Gam BeHaKohen HaOved Atzmo. That is exactly what we saw in the Kohen himself. Banusach Seder HaAvoda B'Musach Shayom HaKippurim. Everyone knows part of the Avoda that you and I read on Yom Kippur in Musaf is line 15. Emet ma nehedar, hayakohen gadol, betzeito min hamikdash. Emet ma nehedar. That's part of the avoda. You don't just leave the Beit HaMikdash, last one out, turn off the lights. The whole point of Aliyah LaRegel was to leave and to bring it home, to bring it with you. You accomplished so much. You saw the Kohanim and the Levi'im. And you saw Hashem in quotes, and the Shechina, so to speak. So you're going to leave that back in Yerushalayim. You bring it back to Beit Shemesh, and you bring it back to Rehovot, and you bring it back to Be'er Sheva, and you bring it back to Tel Aviv. And that is why we say, bring B'nai Yisrael back to their homes. And that is why we cared when Shlomo HaMelech was done with his party, that everybody went home. And that is why we understand, Ma Yafu Pamaych Ban Alim. Sure, you're wearing shoes. You're going home. The trick is not to be inspired when your shoes are off. The trick is to be inspired when you put your shoes back on. The trick is to be inspired that the next day you go back into the office and it's the usual humdrum. Or do you say, no, no, no. I'm taking what I learned in the Beit HaMikdash and bringing it with me to my, so to speak, every day. Here at Chalavim, you guys have heard, you're here long enough to know, when we talk about today is a regular Thursday, what do we always say after that? There's no such thing as regular Chalavim for women. I wrote an email to the faculty a couple days ago, when it was Chag for a lot of you, just reminding them of the upcoming schedule, even to the email to the teachers. I wrote, Thursday there's regular Shiurim, and I put regular in quotes, and in parentheses I wrote, nothing's regular Chalavim for women. But they're used to it. They're used to it, because there's nothing regular. I really shouldn't say there's nothing regular Chalavim for women. I should say there's nothing regular in life. There's nothing regular in Torah life. There's nothing regular. You had a nice time on Sukkot? You grew on Sukkot? You connected to God in a certain way. Some of you were at the Birkat Kohanim. You told me, some of you told me, you were at the major Birkat Kohanim at the Kotel. I'm sorry it wasn't at the Mikdash. Next time it will be, God willing. So you had that? Bring it back with you home. Acharei HaChagim. The title of this year is called Acharei HaChagim. We're in the Tekufa of Acharei HaChagim. You and I are in a real test. A real test. A test of figuring out, today is Zman Simchatenu. Tomorrow is Zman Simchatenu. As of bringing, how can I bring what I learned back? A lot of you know the name of Menachem Mendel of Kutsk. Anybody here from Scarsdale? Nobody's from Scarsdale? Anybody know anybody from Scarsdale? Okay. The rabbi in Scarsdale is named Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern. Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern's great, 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 great grandfather was Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern, his father's 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 father. And he died in the middle of the 19th century, and he once asked his students, which day in the whole year is the most important day of the year? This is a story, guys. This is a story. This is a story. Anyway, you know what that stands for? Good, you haven't forgotten everything. Baruch Hashem. So one of his students says, Rebbe, Yom Kippur. Woo! Yom Kippur! Most important day of the year. Good, good, good. I assume he had a beard, so he probably went like this. Good, good. Another student, yes. Purim, not Kippurim, Purim. Ah, Purim. Oh, good. And this one said, Rosh Chodesh, this one, Shabbos. Beautiful. He moved on. So finally, one of his talmidim said, no, Rebbe, what do you think is the most important day of the whole year? Is it really Yom Kippur? Is it really Shabbos? Which is the most important day of the year? And the Kutzker said, today. Today is the most important day. Tomorrow, we'll talk about tomorrow. Today is the most important day. Today is the most important day. Every day, and it's not, it's a regular day. There's no such thing as a regular day. So here we are in the Tzkufa V'Acharei HaChagim, and we have regular Shiurim. And we have regular Beit Midrash. And we have regular Night Seder. We don't have regular Mishmar. We have Mishmar sponsored by Sophie, Baruch Hashem, thank you, in memory of her grandfather. It's regular, regular. And tomorrow's a regular Friday, and a regular Shabbos, and a regular Sunday. And no such thing. But to bring all the excitement, the power of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and Sukkot, and Chol HaMoed, and Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah, and Isruchag. And don't leave that behind. Bring it with you. You were dancing for the Torah, keep dancing. You're singing for the Torah, keep singing. And that is the way that we serve Hashem in the most powerful way possible. We should be Zochem Yitz Hashem.